This podcast was created on Messy. Create your own show today at messy.fm.
Hello, Orlando City fans. This is your host, Gavin Rushnell, and welcome back to the OC Lions Blog Podcast, a fan's perspective of Orlando City Soccer Club. Today's going to be a quieter episode. It is very late. Right now it is 1:43 a.m. after the late game. I've been writing the post-match report over on the blog, and I've just been setting up for the podcast, and here I am, so it's super late, and my girlfriend's in bed, so I figured I'd try to be quiet, obviously, that makes sense. But yeah, great result tonight, fantastic, and we're going to be talking about the Portland game. We're also going to be looking ahead to this weekend's showdown at home against the New York Red Bulls. But first, let's get straight into the Portland game. Definitely an interesting lineup. One that many people were expecting, but maybe not what a lot of people were hoping. Rotation. That was obviously in mind for this game. You know, we had Ranjit Singh in goal. We were going to give him a chance to show his qualities, and I was on board with that. Some people were not. But I was on board with Ranjit Singh getting the start, as he did pretty well against Seattle in his one game, and I figured why not give him a go. You know, we paid for him, we might as well give him some minutes, right? That makes sense. So I was fine with Ranjit Singh getting the start. Who's Smith at right back? I've been a big supporter of Smith. I've liked his play throughout the season. He's very good defensively, so I was fine with Smith. DeJohn and Miller, I was happy to see them put into a back four together and not thrown into a back five. I wanted to see how they did at back four, and for those first 10 minutes, I thought they did quite well. Wish we would have been able to see more of it. Obviously, DeJohn got knocked out, so that was unfortunate. But who's that left back? Acosta, he had an all right game. And then in the midfield, we had Kleshtin, Powers, and Rosell. I would have liked to see Asquith instead of Kleshtin, because I'm really just over Kleshtin and his play. He's a good role player nowadays, but he ain't it for me anymore. Talk about him more later. And then Benji, Patino, and Rabinho. Rabinho getting the start up top, that I was very happy to see that. And so I was pretty happy with the lineup. I was definitely expecting a defensive rotated lineup, and that's basically what we saw. We started the game quite well those first couple of minutes before the injury. We were pressing high, we were winning balls in the midfield, and really not necessarily taking the game to them, but you know, not really even having chances, but just, you know, we were competitive from the start. We came out, we were winning possession in their half, we were winning possession high up in our half, so near the midway point line, and trying to hit on the counter, which is what we always try to do. And then the incident happened where Diego Fernandez kicked DeJohn in the head. And at first glance, when you look at it, you think, is that a red card? And honestly, at first glance, I was like, you know what? DeJohn's kind of doing a diving header. He's lower. I don't think it's a red card. And then I was like, well, it's 50-50, you know? He's put his foot up there. DeJohn has every right to go for the header, but Fernandez shouldn't be throwing his foot up there. And then I remembered last game, Dwyer got a red card for an elbow to the head. MLS has had a problem, but they have been very, very sure to make, MLS basically makes sure that they protect players and their heads, and they didn't do that today. that's a better way of wording it. Just the refs were inconsistent. You know, last week, Dwyer elbows a player in the face. He gets an instant red. Fernandez kicks a player in the head, kicks DeJohn in the head, and he is knocked out stone cold. And he gets a yellow card? He's allowed to continue playing? Doesn't even go to VAR? Are you kidding me? Dwyer's was accidental. Or at least it looked accidental when you look at the replays. Who knows if it was or not? Dwyer does. But Fernandez's was obviously accidental too. Obviously he didn't go to kick him in the head. But it's a dangerous, reckless play that ended with DeJohn having to leave the game. Knocked out, could have gotten a concussion, and he only gets a yellow card? It's just inconsistency. Pro referees and their inconsistency. And it always, always, always affects us. And it's freaking annoying. It's annoying. It is so annoying that we always get the shit end of the stick when it comes to pro referees. And other teams always get the shit end of the stick too, but we get it more. At least it feels like it. You know, you see maybe Houston one week having a shit decision, or this week it was Cincinnati having a shit decision because of it was DC. DC got the shit decision. And it's because Cincinnati were at home. Well, guess what? Portland were at home. And these refs, some of them are too arrogant to check and make sure that they were correct or incorrect. And some of them are too afraid to make a call against the home team. And that's what happened today. He was too afraid to make a red card against the home team 10 minutes into the game. Obviously, they wouldn't have liked it. But you cannot tell me as a ref that you're going to allow a player to kick another player in the head and you only give him a yellow. A yellow. He gets to remain on the field while the other player has to probably go to the hospital. How is that fair? How is that fair? It's not. And it started off with me as maybe it was a red card, maybe not. It was 50-50. It was just a dangerous play. No, if Dwyer's getting a red card, Fernandez is getting a red card. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And I hope DeJohn's okay. You know, I hope he's okay. He walked off the field under his own power, and I know that's not saying much because it's a head injury, not a leg injury. I'm happy he was able to walk off the field, but it's just frustrating. It's just frustrating that MLS's refs cannot be consistent. It's like impossible for them to be consistent. Anyways, we moved on to the half. After that, the momentum completely switched. We lost all of our momentum that we had in good play, and it was just, we had to sit back. Obviously, we had to move Smith into center back, and we brought Will Johnson on for DeJohn and slotted him at right back, who he is a very good right back. Statistically, we win more games when Will Johnson plays at right back. Last year when we went on our 6-game win streak, I'm pretty sure Will Johnson played at right back 4 of those games. A couple seasons ago when we went on a 5-game win streak, Will Johnson played at right back all 5 of those games. Our win streaks have Will Johnson at right back. And I guess he doesn't like the position or our coaches don't want to play him there, but he's good at it. He's good at it. And so I don't understand why we don't play him there more often. I mean, I do because he's a workhorse in the midfield and he's really turned around his fortunes this season especially. But like last season, I really wanted him to just play right back because he was way better there than in the midfield. I really didn't want him to play at all. But if he was going to play anywhere, just like throw him on the right if Sutter wasn't going to play. But yeah, so we threw him at right back and we defended well. We defended well throughout the half, the remaining 35 minutes or so of the half. But luckily, a freak play kind of went in our favor this time. Usually the freak play goes against us. This time the freak play goes towards us, goes for us. Rabinho, what a debut from Rabinho. But it was weird. The ball's on the right side, and I'm sure we've all seen it. it looks like it's going out of bounds. And their player Valentine, I don't know, bends down to pick it up, even though it's not fully out of bounds. Robinho just kicks it away from him. It was like a training ground, like, joke when somebody goes down to pick up the ball and you just kick it away from him. Like, haha. That's exactly what it looked like. He went down to pick up the ball. The ball wasn't fully out. Robinho kicked it away from him, ran up the field, and put it across. It got cleared straight to Patino. First time strike, goal, out of nothing. It didn't look like there was going to be a goal scored for either side. 0-0 at halftime. Out of nothing, we scored a goal. And it just showed that we can be clinical on the road. We are very clinical on the road. Columbus, 2-0, three shots on target. Philadelphia, 2-2, two shots on target, or three shots on target, one of those. And then at home, even at home, Columbus, 1-0, one shot on target. We are very, very clinical with our chances. And this was just another example of that. It was another great example of that. We got our chance. We scored our goal. That was the game plan. Get your chance. Get your goal. One chance, one goal. And that's what happened. Patino put the ball in the back of the net. And you knew what it was going to be for the rest of the game. It was going to be defend, defend, defend. Hit on the counter, defend. And that's what we did for the rest of the game. It didn't help that the ref was awful for the rest of the game. Really the whole game. Yuri Russell got a yellow card for something stupid. He was giving out stupid yellow cards, the referee. Patino got a yellow card. I recommend you guys go and rewatch the Patino yellow card. Diego Chara is behind Patino. Patino is in front of Diego Chara. The ball goes past them, and they get a tangle of legs, and they both fall over. It is in no way, shape, or form a foul by either player. It's just kind of like a tangle of legs, and they both fall over. Let alone a yellow card for Patino. That was the home fans having an impact on the ref right there. I hope they rescind that yellow. Because it's the dumbest yellow I've ever seen. Diego Chara is behind Patino. Patino did nothing wrong. He turned. He turned and started running. Diego Chara and his legs get messed up and they both fall over. Yellow card for what? For what? Nothing. It was for nothing. It was so the fans would be happy because they weren't winning. Because they were tied. It's just, it's ridiculous. It was ridiculous. The ref was awful. Should have been a red card. Should have been a red card for the elbow on Patino. And it wasn't because it was the exact same circumstance against Dwyer. An elbow on a header attempt and it's only a yellow card. Again, consistency, please. It's all I want. That's all we all want. I mean, it's awful. Pro referees have gotten worse and worse and worse ever since VAR has entered the playing field. And it's just like, you would think it'd get better. You would think VAR would help the refs, but it's just made it worse because they're too lazy to go over and check. And the VAR, the video assistant referee, the actual person who's supposed to talk to them, I feel like he barely talks to them. He's like, oh, yeah, this one's up to you. Oh, yeah, this one's up to you. It could be this, could be that, 50-50. Like, it's awful. I'm not a fan of how MLS is doing VAR. Around Europe, they're doing VAR correctly. I think they're doing VAR correctly around Europe. But in MLS, it's pro. The problem is pro referees. They're too arrogant to go and check and make sure that their call is correct because they don't want to be like, oh, I got it wrong. They're so arrogant. They're arrogant refs and they're too afraid of the home fans. If a call gets wrong, if they get a call, 50-50 call, it almost always goes to the home fans. It's sad. It's just sad. And the ref was terrible today. Yuri's yellow card was soft. Patino's yellow card was stupid. And I was just unhappy with the ref today. But it didn't stop Portland from getting the ball in the back of the net. It wasn't the ref's fault at all. It was Patino's fault. The goal today was Patino's fault. It was a shit pass. It was an awful pass from Patino. It was lazy. He just kind of don't even know. He just kind of, I don't know what he was thinking, because there wasn't really anybody to his left. There's kind of somebody to his left, but not really. And he just kind of, he got the ball and he was near the midfield line. He was on the left side of the field and he just kicks it into space to the left. And like, to nobody. And Valeri makes a good tackle and the ball goes straight up the line. And then they put a cross in because there was nobody defending the cross. And there was not enough time for players to get back in position to defend the actual cross coming into the box. And then the header gets flicked on, and then the header at the back post goes in the back of the net. That one's on Patino. And he'll learn from that. He'll learn from his mistakes, as our players have been doing all season. But it's just annoying. It's just annoying that the 2 points get dropped, because I think we would have seen out the game. I think we would have seen out the rest of the game without conceding. And it's just annoying that 2 points get dropped because of a silly mistake by Patino. But he'll learn. It is still a very, very, very positive result to go in there with our second team, 2 goalkeepers on the bench, not a single center back on the bench. We put Smith at center back, who did amazing at center back. We throw Will Johnson at right back and just defend properly throughout the course of the game against a team who was supposed to smash us at home. They were talking about, 3-4 goals. I think the prediction was like a 3 or 4-0 win at home. Like, they were supposed to smash us. Instead, we come in, we defend correctly, we defend properly, and we come out of there with a 1-1 draw going back home for a massive showdown against New York Red Bulls. And unfortunately, we don't get the win tonight, but it's still a positive result. I'm very happy with the result. Do some player ratings really quickly before we move on to the New York Red Bulls game coming up this Sunday. Ranjit Singh, I gave him a 6 out of 10. He had a fine performance. The goal obviously wasn't his fault. Smith, gave him an 8 out of 10. I was very happy with his performance at center back. You know, it's hard for a fullback to get moved into the center back role and to do a good job like he did. And he did a very good job. I was very happy with his performance. Dejan, obviously not available. He didn't play enough. Just hoping he gets well soon. Yeah, just get well soon, Alex. We all want you back on. We all want to see you back on the pitch sooner rather than later. And yeah, so not available for him. Miller, 8 out of 10, very happy with his performance in the back four. I think he really showed James O'Connor that he can trust him in a back four and he doesn't have to force him into a back five. He can definitely work in a back four, and he showed O'Connor that today. Acosta, 6 out of 10. Rossell, 6 out of 10. Powers, 5 out of 10. Kleshchen, 3 out of 10. Was not happy with his performance. His passing was poor. His decision-making was poor. His service was poor, other than that last ball in the last part of the game, the free kick. His service was very poor. Just everything was poor from him today. He didn't offer anything offensively. He didn't offer anything defensively. Just, I wish we would have brought Asquith and started him. I know he's, well, Asquith hasn't even played that much. I don't know why we didn't bring him. He would have been much better in that role than Kleshchen, in my opinion. And I know he was brought on to be clinical in the offense, or just more technical and tactical, but like, he had a very poor game, in my opinion. And so he only gets a 3 out of 10. Benji Michel, he gets a 9 out of 10. He's my man of the match. He was our only offensive threat going forward. He was working extremely hard on defense, and he's just really grown in confidence, and it's great to see. He was our only offensive threat, really. He was one of our only, Robinho for a little bit too, but Michel was our only offensive threat. He was working extremely hard and playing very good defense. And he was just, I thought Michel had a very good game. His best in a Orlando City jersey. Man of the match for me, 9 out of 10. Patino, 6 out of 10. He got his goal. He got the goal, but he also made the mistake. So I almost wanted to give him like a 4 or a 5, but I figured I'd give him a 6 just because he got the goal, which obviously we needed. And it was very clinical and a very tidy finish. But the mistake really hurt us, and those 2 points could come back to bite us in the ass. Same with those NYCFC 2 points that we dropped, Chicago Fire 2 points that we dropped. We need to work on defense late in games, and situations like this can't happen if we want to make the playoffs. If we want to make the playoffs, you have to win the close games. And this is another close game that we dropped points in, unfortunately. It's because Patino lost the ball in the midfield. Unfortunately, it's the harsh reality of it. If he just kicks that ball out of bounds, even, I don't care what he does with it, kick it to the corner flag. Don't do that. Don't lose the ball. Don't lose the ball there. You just can't. You can't lose the ball there. Robinho gets an 8 out of 10. What a debut from him. Showed great flashes of creativity. Got an assist. I would call that an assist. He worked hard. He put the cross in. The rebound falls to Patino, who first time shoots it. I know he didn't do a direct pass, but he put the cross in. I don't see why that can't count as an assist. So maybe they'll give him the assist. Either way, great play on his debut, and 8 out of 10. Good hard worker, good technically with the ball at his feet, made smart passes, put crosses into the box. I was very happy with his performance. He also worked hard on defense, and he is quick. He is quick. He has a good little burst of speed when he wants to get going. When he's got some good acceleration. So Robinho, great depth signing. Great depth signing. Definitely great depth signing. Happy with the signings so far. Obviously, it's only been one game. Early on in the season, Acosta had a really good game against NYCFC. First game of the season, Danilo Acosta had a very strong start in that game, and he's been poor ever since. So, Robinho, strong start. Keep it up. Keep it up, Robinho. Subs. Johnson gets an 8 out of 10 for coming in at right back and having a great game. Out of position, sort of. He's played it a lot, but still out of position. And working hard, so 8 out of 10 for him. Mendes, 5 out of 10. Didn't really do much when he came on. And Akindele, 5 out of 10. All right, guys, it's getting pretty late, so I'm just going to quickly go through this New York Red Bulls preview on Sunday, and then I'll talk more about it on my blog post. Their form right now, they're on a win-loss, draw, win-loss. Their last result was a 3-1 loss against Toronto on Wednesday. So they're on short rest as well. Plus they're coming from Northern Canada all the way down to Orlando. And our starters will be rested. Nani will be rested. Tesho will be somewhat rested. Mueller will be rested. He did travel with the team, but he didn't play. Huan, Janssen, Sané, Moutinho might play. Row and goal. I mean, anybody who didn't play tonight is really going to play tonight. Mendes and Johnson will probably be in the middle with probably Asquez. Honestly, probably with Asquez. Yuri played tonight, so probably Asquez. And so New York are known for their hard work and pressing, and that's what I'm nervous about. When we're away from home, and when we beat them earlier this season, we sat back defensively, hit them on the counter, scored early, played defense. That's what we did. And that's, I think we're going to have to do that again at home. Because if we try and keep possession, they are just going to press the hell out of us. They're going to work very hard. They're going to win the ball back, counter, and score goals. It might be better to do what we did against Columbus, sit back a bit and try and be clinical again. And it's ugly football, but it works, and it feels good when it works. And I think we could be seeing another Columbus game at home. I think this one will be a little bit more thrilling, though. I think we're going to come out of it with a 2-1 win, and that will put us – let me look at the standings real quick. Because right now we have 26 points from 21 games. New York Red Bulls have 31 points from 21 games. So we would be within 2 points of New York if we were to beat them, which is great. 2 points away from New York with the same amount of games is great. Montreal Impact, we would be 1 point away from Montreal, who are in fifth. We would be tied with Toronto with one game in hand. And then we'd be tied with NYCFC with 4 games in hand. So NYCFC should be going up the rankings very soon. But yeah, so I'm nervous about the New York game coming this Sunday, but I think we'll come out with a win. I think a 2-1 win is something that maybe not expected, but it needs to happen. If we want to make the playoffs, we have to win at home, and this is a great opportunity to win at home. And to me, New York Red Bulls is a must-win game. I said it. I've been saying it. Out of the next two games, so Portland and New York, I wanted 4 points. We did our job away from home. We got the draw. We need to now go against New York at home and get the win, and then have a week's rest, turn around, and play New England on the road and get a win there. Even though they're a resurgent New England, we need to beat New England on the road. But obviously, first, we have to focus on New York Red Bulls. That's about all I got for them. It doesn't look like they have too many injuries. Let me look at the injury report actually real quick. I forgot to look at that. I looked at their starting lineup for the previous game. It didn't look like anybody major was out. Yeah, their only player out is Florian Vallot with a torn ACL. So he's been out all season and they've still been doing fine. But yeah, so we're still out with Shane O'Neill, Higuita, and obviously Alex DeJean. I don't think Dwyer will get a second suspension, so he'll probably be back in contention. But yeah, I'm going for a 2-1 win for that one, and hopefully they can come out with it. If you want to hit me up on my socials, I am at OC Lions Blog on Twitter and Instagram. No underscores or anything, just OC Lions Blog. And the website is www.oclionsblog.com. I'm going to call it a night. I'm tired. Very positive result from the boys tonight. And I will see you all after the New York Red Bulls game. Have a good one, everybody.